Well, good morning. What a wonderful joy it is to look at the scriptures, look at our day and time as we've been doing the overview of the New Testament, and then we overview of the book of Revelation. And being that it's the first Sunday in Advent and we're doing a Chrismon service, we'll pick up the overview of the book of Revelation next week. But I find it interesting, and that's what I wanted to share with you today. In Matthew's Gospel 24, chapter 24, Jesus was telling the disciples about the future. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus telling the future to the disciples. And now our lectionary reading for this week is out of Mark, 13th chapter of Mark. And it is also Jesus telling the disciples about the future, about things to come. I think it's important that Jesus talked about this so much. Not only did he give John the revelation, but he talked to the disciples that he was ministering with in person. So I'm going to pick up the reading in Mark chapter 13, and I want to start at verse 23 through 37. Hear God's word, red letter edition. Watch out, I have warned you. That's what Jesus is telling his disciples. He said, at that time, after those horrible days end, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arrive in the clouds with great power and glory, and he will send forth his angels to gather together his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now, learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its buds become tender and its leaves begin to sprout, you know, being told, that it is summer and it's near. Just so, when you see these events I have described beginning to happen, you can be sure that this return is very, very near, even at the door. I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will remain forever. However, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when they will happen, just stay awake and watch. The coming of the Son of Man can be compared with that of a man who left home to go on a trip. And he gave each of his employees instructions about the work that they were to do. And he told the gatekeeper to watch for his return. So keep a sharp outlook, for you do not know when the homeowner will return, at evening, midnight, early dawn, or late daybreak. Don't let him find you sleeping when he arrives without warning. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch for his return. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of his holy and precious word in Mark 13. I think all of us have been thinking a lot about the current situation in our world and in our country. I know a lot of us have been thinking about this coronavirus. The political climate is what a mess. The divisions between people. The state of our economy, the disillusionment of our young people, our old people, all peoples, the sadness of our churches. It's a battle between the church and the world is what it seems like. But if you're missing the signs of God's given to us, you need to pay attention, because you are missing the readiness and the alertness that Jesus tells us that is so vital to our role as disciples of Jesus Christ in this world. World without end, amen. We sing that in the mornings. And that is so blessed, because the world will not end. The end of the age of grace will take place. But Jesus said he's coming again. And we believe that and we look forward to it as his soon return. So Jesus is telling us to stay awake. Be ready, for your mundane, ordinary life may be disrupted. And even the sacramental things and ordinary things would just be I don't know. We just a lot of it just don't make any sense. But be ready, for your predictable life will be disrupted by an unpredictable thing. Be ready for your rational and realistic things in life to be disrupted. So don't worry about it. If you hang on to the blessed hope, all this mysterious things that are going on, but more important, Jesus is telling us to be ready. Be ready to be disrupted by challenging and even amazing things that are going on. Be ready for your shame and guilt and sin and fear and doubt will be disrupted by the healing and the redeeming power of the living Christ who is going to return soon. So be ready for your difficult life to be disrupted. And we've had a lot of disruptions in our life. And by the love and the grace of the Holy Spirit, we have been able to overcome. You know, that's what the book of Revelation is all about, and all the other books that Jesus was telling about his disciples, to be ready, because it's about salvation. It's about overcomers. So be ready for your spirit to be renewed. And as the scripture said, we will mount up like eagle's wings and proclaim the glory of the Lord in this Advent and Christmas season. Be ready, because you don't want to miss this moment, because we are God's witnesses. So be intentional about your faith, for the Holy Spirit is here with us, and he is coming with his church. We will return with Christ to set up his kingdom here on earth. We have a lot of wonderful things to look forward to by the grace and the love of God. That's the good news of Advent. And this is the good news of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you are having a good day and looking forward to seeing you again next week on the online service. But I hope and pray also that you will find it very rewarding to come to church in person. We love you and we miss you. And may God keep you safe until we meet again.